You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Now, please don't go calling the Federal Reserve's discount window this morning. You'll get me in all kinds of trouble. The markets are supposed to be quiet over the weekend. Economic news is not supposed to make big headlines, but that was not the case this weekend. First, there was the Southern California IndyMac Bank failure over the weekend that will reopen. That bank will reopen this morning, reportedly, with under federal ownership. And the federal government is poised to take a bigger stake in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two enormous mortgage institutions. The Fed is ready to make direct loans to the mortgage giants at the same rate charged commercial banks, that is, opening the discount window to them. Markets all over the world are poised to react to this move. In Asia and Europe, they're already starting their reaction. We're joined by market expert Justin Urquhart-Stewart from Seven Investment Management. He joins us from London. Justin, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Good morning.
First of all, the reaction seems to be fairly cautious. The dollar is up and the stock markets in Asia were down just slightly.
Yes, Asia was down a bit, but Europe's actually a lot more positive. The reason being, of course, we were able to react on Friday to the impending news on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. So it's actually been greeted with some enthusiasm, but equally with a level of concern. But, of course, it means that yet more liquidity, available money, is being pumped into the banking system, which could have actually been deployed elsewhere.
Now, you know, I'm wondering, you know, here I am in the United States, and the Federal Reserve's reputation is, you know, perfectly fine as far as I'm concerned. But over in Russia, they hold like $100 billion worth of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae securities. I gather China has something like $250 billion and Japan about the same amount. They're in up to their ears in this crisis. It's hard for them to react without reducing the value of their own portfolios, right?
It is very difficult. We haven't seen a situation like this before where it's been so globalized. And this is why this news is really so important. Because in, I suppose, nuclear parlance, we've just gone to DEFCON 4. Put this in terms of what's happened over the past year. DEFCON 1 was when the central banks and the Fed said, there's a problem out here. We must start reacting. DEFCON 2 was when the central banks started providing liquidity coming in. That wasn't just from the Fed, but also in Europe as well. DEFCON 3 was when you actually saw the banks, then central banks swapping assets from the dodgy bond loans for liquidity. And now DEFCON 4, when it's either the governments are providing implicit or explicit bank backing into the mortgage and banking system.
I mean, next stop, mushroom cloud, I guess is what you're saying. Well, Justin, thank you so much for that. That's really positive and thrilling to hear.
Well, the point is that at least that means they're taking the action. We know this is a very difficult situation indeed.
Well, whatever DEFCON we're at, my final question would be this. I mean, with the discount window open to investment banks after Bear Stearns, right?
Yep.
And then now open to Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae with the idea that the federal government is going to buy stock in companies, that they already own, all right?
Yep.
At what point do international markets begin to lose confidence in the Fed? At what point is there some dilution in this apparently infinite confidence in the U.S. Treasury?
And it is an issue of confidence that the Fed can step in and actually provide that support and not only have the assets to do it, which it does have, but actually still maintains the confidence in the banking system. Banking is all about confidence. If people think the emperor is somewhat sartorially challenged, everybody then has a serious problem indeed. That's why you've seen so many of those banking valuations drop down, not right. So much because of explicit losses, but implied losses.
But Justin, I understand the theory, but do you see anything on the horizon where the dilution of the Fed will actually cause something more catastrophic to happen?
Well, it's a matter of confidence. If the Russians and the Chinese decide to actually sell out of it all and say, okay, you know, we're not going to participate in this anymore, then you'll go to a very difficult situation indeed.
So that's the next landmark. That's what we should watch.
That's what you should watch. But the good news is you've got someone like Hank Paulson there, who is someone that we really appreciate, especially compared to some of his predecessors, who was able to go along to the Chinese and not wave a finger at them, because that doesn't go down terribly well with the Chinese authorities, but actually to go over to them and say, continue the process of revaluing the renminbi. It is not in your interest to dump the dollar because a good proportion of your growth and your exports is actually linked to us. So,
well, Justin, we'll see if that argument holds as we go through the week. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is the director of Seven Investment Management. Justin, thanks for joining us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.